Raed Al-Wazan is from the Belfast Islamic Centre. He was at the meeting with the First Minister yesterday. Raed, good morning.
Good morning, Noel.
What did Peter Robinson say to you?
Well, we made it absolutely clear to him that his comments about the Muslim community, it's really hurt everybody. And he said, if I hurt any Muslim, we apologize for that. And we said, yes, definitely that comment was hurting. But now we need to think how we move forward.
Right, just a couple of things in that.
Yes.
Because his public statements have been that he has been misinterpreted and that the media has been whipping this up. Did he acknowledge that he said the wrong thing, or was it all an if?
No,
he
did not acknowledge he said the wrong things. He talked about the freedom of speech, and we definitely support him on that. Everybody is entitled for the freedom of speech, and we made that clear. But when you label all Muslim and a trustee, that's where the danger is.
Well, he didn't. The pastor did.
But did
the First Minister at any stage express regret for anything he had said, or was he standing over what he had said?
Well, I can't speak for him, but what he said, especially we made it clear about his comments about sending a Muslim to the shop. That's degrading. And we made that clear to him. And on that point, he apologized. So, and we accept his apology. Because here, Stephen, we have to be careful what to say and how we are going to move forward from here. At the moment, this is now beyond Muslim in Northern Ireland. Now it's become a multicultural issue. And you've heard you are going definitely to cover Anna Lou comments. And all now the ethnic minorities feel under threat in Northern Ireland. So we need now to work together to limit the damage which has been already done.
How real is that threat?
Well, it's absolutely real. You can tell from the police reports how many racist attacks every day. There are two or three, and that's increased. And especially now we are coming to the marching season. Definitely that will increase.
And did you get an opportunity, Raed, yesterday when you were with... How long were you with the First Minister for?
Probably, I don't remember, but between probably 20 minutes, 25, something like that.
And did he ask about Islam? Did he try to understand your religion?
We talked yes a little bit about the Sharia law and what does that mean. So we covered a little bit of that.
So what type of questions was he asking you?
Well, some of it is a private questions. What we do here, and he made a good comment that you know Muslim community are well contributing to this country, and he is welcoming to meet as many Muslims as possible. So it was, you know, a very fruitful meeting. You know, it's a first step. I don't think that this will end the current situation at the moment. Definitely, we made it clear as well. We need to translate this to an action, and we have invited him and the Deputy First Minister as well jointly to visit the Belfast Islamic Centre and show solidarity with Muslims in Northern Ireland.
I guess I'm trying to get a feel for you, because obviously all of the rest of us who are listening to this radio programme this morning, we weren't in the meeting.
Yeah.
Did you think that Peter Robinson, while he hasn't made a public apology,
yes,
do you think that he attempted to show some type of contrition, to show some type of, I'm sorry?
Well, I can't speak on his behalf, to be honest, but...
What was your impression?
Well, he made one step forward, right? And we have to be responsible here and accept that apology. I know even some members of Muslim community here will not accept this apology in private. They want it in public. But we have to be responsible here. And we...
Well, why do you think he wouldn't make it in public? If he meant it, why wouldn't he say it in public? Politicians often, and this wouldn't be just Peter Robinson, this would be...
You have to...
Now, to be fair, he said to Mark Davenport, actually, in an interview a couple of days ago, he said, if I've offended any Muslim, I would apologise, he said.
And we made it clear he offended us. So, you need to put that question to him. But our feeling is, this is a good step from his side.
Do you think he's learned from it, right?
Well, I hope so. I hope so. It's not only him. All the politicians should be careful what to say. And these comments actually now, beyond this, now it's globally, as probably your program has shown, it's now beyond Northern Ireland borders. And we now have to work together to limit the damage to Northern Ireland and Northern Ireland economy.
And what does that actually mean? Work together. What do you think should happen next? So you've invited the First and the Deputy First Minister to together come where? I'm not even too sure if they would go together, because look at the wry words between those two at the moment. But what do you want them to do together?
Well, if they visit the Islamic Center, at least they can assure the local Muslims that they are welcome here, they are part of this country, and they're contributing to this country. We don't want to feel like a second-class citizen here. And we are entitled to that. So this visit, it will be another step forward. It's not going to end the matter. Definitely, you know, the race relation in Northern Ireland, it's been damaged. And, you know, there are other communities as well at the moment. They probably fear what's happening. You know, there are other ethnic minorities here. So working together with other ethnic minorities, with the government, with different departments, how we can improve that and the racial equality and so on. So lots of work need to be done.